the past few decades, we've had to really change our ideas about pregnancy, childbirth. All of those things have been changed by medical technology. We've gotten in vitro fertilization, surrogate pregnancy, egg donation as well. Those are advances that have literally changed lives. And we may have gotten another one. Doctors have discovered that ovarian transplants can keep women fertile well into their 50s and manipulate the biological clock to postpone menopause. Joining us now, Lori Gruen, professor of philosophy and feminism, gender and sexuality studies at Wesleyan University. She joins us from her home in Middletown, Connecticut. Thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
Basically, it sounds like ovarian transplant works through grafts, and women can actually freeze their tissue when they're younger. But I can't help but think that people are going to feel, yet again, as though this may be a step too far, that this is kind of playing God with the reproductive cycle.
It's funny. There's a lot of ways in which people get very nervous about both family construction and reproduction. And I think it's important to keep in mind that what's really at issue here is the well-being of the woman and the well-being of the potential child. And beyond that, given how different people age and how long people are living these days, there's nothing particularly ethically troubling about this.
Well, also with us right now is Dr. Sherman Silber. He is a surgeon who specializes in fertility and actually pioneered this procedure. And I wonder, doctor, if you can explain exactly how it works.
Everything inside the ovary is just loose blood vessels. So it's like a hollow organ. So we take advantage of that by shelling out all the inside, in fact, throwing it away, and the outside, which is so thin, which has all the eggs and dense fibrous tissue, we can freeze it without any damage, and then we can transplant it back to the woman years and decades later, just like a skin graft, without any loss of function.
And, you know, in many older women, when they have children, the kids are at a higher risk for a number of issues, autism, Down syndrome, among other things. Is that related to their body at large, or is that solved by an ovarian transplant?
It's completely solved by the ovarian transplant, because all those problems she faces are related to the age of the eggs, recurrent miscarriage, children with a higher risk of Down syndrome or other abnormalities. That's just related to the age of the egg. So if we have a young ovary and transplant it back to a woman 10 or 20 years later, it'll be as though she's still a 20-year-old woman when she had her ovary frozen.
Lori, does the idea of allowing women to postpone menopause, does the idea of no longer having to keep track of the biological clock, does that make a difference to our ethical weighing?
Well, I think the important thing is that we want to be careful not to hide certain kinds of prejudices, particularly gender prejudice that usually go along with aging women, behind this notion, well, they're going through menopause or they're in menopause. So if biologically women are healthy enough to have children, usually women who make the decision to have children at an older age, have a range of resources available to provide for their children. I think that in that sense, there's nothing particularly of concern. I think the ideas that you're raising, and we don't really know yet whether or not these procedures are going to work, that's always a worry. I think that if it were the case that conditions that might affect the child in a negative way could be prevented, then that is obviously speaks in favor of it. But I think the real issue here is that we're just not comfortable as a society with the idea that older women should have children. And when we ask the question, why are we not comfortable, I don't think there's anything but a certain kind of idealization of what the quote-unquote right family looks like, what the age of the mother is. And I think that there's not really very good reason for thinking that. Having said that, I also think it's important to recognize that as many women get older and are having children, older men have children all the time.
Let me go back to you, Dr. Silber. You know, I mean, the pregnancy and childbirth is a really exhausting, it can be a draining experience. Does childbirth itself become more difficult for a woman in her 50s?
Well, it certainly is trickier, but we've had so many women in their 50s having babies from donor eggs that we have good experience with it, and high-risk OBs usually take care of them, and there really hasn't been any overwhelming problem. I mean, it's many, many, many hundreds of thousands of women in their 50s have had babies with donor eggs. The most important thing point to make is that if you look at the children, which I love to do, of older mothers and younger mothers, by and large, the children are more competent and more intelligent rather than you might think would have problems. And that's because the older mother is more mature. She has more resources. The child isn't a distraction from other things she has to do in life to establish herself or education or her job or business. And so the is profoundly better between older mothers and their children, and you can see that in the competence of these children. So this procedure has three major benefits. One is incontrovertible. For young women with cancer, they'll be cured from the cancer treatment, but they'll be rendered sterile and menopausal at a very early age. So we can freeze their ovary before their cancer treatment, transplant it back after they're cured, and they're normal. So there's just no controversy that that's a good thing to do. Now, a second issue, however, is should women preserve their ovary in the same way so that they can have children later? And IVF clinics overburden with patients because women are putting off having babies anyway until they're older.
Safer and simpler, I guess. Dr. Sherman Silber, a surgeon who specializes and helped pioneer this procedure. Lori Gruen is a professor of philosophy and feminist gender and sexuality studies at Wesleyan University. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.